ready.
Man, this whole society got our women looking at themselves crazy, man. Can you imagine if a dude was walking around talking about he didn't want to wear a pair of khakis because it made his dick look big, man?
For real talk.
You ain't ready for the relationship your grandmother and granddaddy had. You ready to leave your dude if he don't text you back fast enough.
All the time.
And see, that's what's so crazy to me, right? Because you can be against police brutality and not want cops to die. The two ideas ain't mutually exclusive.
Welcome to the Span Report with your host, Mr. Span.
Over range, niggas won't be the game, but long little chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long little chief. Niggas fighting over range, niggas won't be the game, but long little chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long little chief. Cockroaches in the ratchet. Hand me downs with the patches. Mama put a little money in the mattress. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laughing. Now they say you're better while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either lead, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about pay. Y'all up with me, Usain couldn't run with me. Chief come to find you, you don't come for me. At best, you could run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I could run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel, that's why.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span. This is episode number 155 of the report, and right now we rocking out to some Jigga, man. Long live the chief. Rock out with your boy.
So no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy. Then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes, sir. That Jigga on the banner. Riding for my niggas getting locked up in a slammer. Elder saying everything's a nail to a hammer. And niggas can't spell, but we know I Instagrammer. Well done, better than well said.
Yes, indeed, man. What's going on with y'all? Once again, this is episode number 155 of the report. It's a Sunday night, second time we do this during the week. And chilling, man. Chilling out, enjoying this beautiful weather, man. It's like in the 70s finally here in Michigan, man. I've been waiting for this time. I've been waiting for these spring-like temperatures to bless your boy and bless me with his presence, man. Real talk, because it's... I just wanted to stay, man. I just wanted to stay. So yeah, man, we got that going on, man. But yeah, man, it is beautiful outside, and it looks like it's gonna stay that way for a little while. You know, for a little while here, man. We've been dealing with a lot of rain and whatnot, but I am gravy. I am blessed beyond measure to have these 72 and sunny degree days, man. Real talk. So I'm enjoying that. I am enjoying that. But it has been an eventful week, as far as politics, as far as, you know, pop culture and all of those things, man. And we're gonna talk about them tonight here on the Span Report, man. But before I get into all of that, of course, I gotta let you guys know how to get in touch with me here at the Span Report Podcast and let your voice be heard. You can hit me up at the hotline, area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. Excuse me. I will play those on the show and respond right here on the show as well. Those phone lines are also open right now as we do the show live. So you can call into the show and we can chop it up while we're doing the show as well, man. Also, hit me up on the email at feedback@thespanreport.com. That's feedback@thespanreport.com. Of course, I'll read those emails and respond to those emails here live on the show as well, man. Leave your boy a 5-star review, preferably on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio. Those 5-star reviews get read here on the show, man. And it's a way to help put on for the show, man. It's a way to let people know that you rock with us here at the Span Report. And it's another way to let your voice be heard, man. So it's very much appreciated for those of you who go to iTunes and or Stitcher and leave a 5-star review, man. Also, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My name on both of those platforms is Mr_Span, man. So go ahead and follow me there. We can chop it up throughout the week. And for all of your Span Report needs, go to www.thespanreport.com Everything's available there. All the podcasts are available there. Vote in the polls. You can donate if you'd like. T-shirts are available there. Everything, man, is available at thespanreport.com. So go there for all of your Span Report needs, man. Real talk, man. But, yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about, man. We got some Bill O'Reilly to talk about. Of course, we got Donald Trump to talk about. We got some Sage Steele to talk about. We got some craziness to talk about. I'm going to introduce a new segment tonight. A lot of shit, man. So we're going to get on right into this, man. We're not going to, like, pussyfoot around, so to speak, right? So, yeah, man. First thing I kind of wanted to talk about, man, was, of course, Bill O'Reilly. Now, Bill O'Reilly has been out here acting bad, man. Bill O'Reilly out here with multiple sexual, not sexual assault, but sexual harassment claims against him, man, where I think it's up to 7 women, which is sad, man, when, like, you have to start, like, the bad thing about this when it comes to sexual harassment or sexual assault or whatever is that a lot of the people who are like, guilty of it are, like, habitual offenders and shit, and, like, they stay on top of it. It's like they playing the law averages. Like, it's a whole bunch of niggas who play the game of the law averages when it comes to their pursuit of women, and a lot of their approach is fucked up, and they think that just being persistent in their fucked up approach is going to garner them some results, right? So, Bill O'Reilly has been losing advertisers for his show, man. Like, I think he did, like, he's only been having, like, 1 commercial during his commercial breaks lately, man, because I think it's up to, like, 17 different companies have decided they didn't want any more of their ads showing on his show. Now, one of the things about it with Bill O'Reilly, man, is indicative of yet the culture over at Fox News when it comes to sexual harassment. Of course, we all know last year, Roger Ailes, who was pretty much the architect and the builder of that channel for Rupert Murdoch, he was forced to resign his position because of multiple sexual harassment allegations being made against him. They lost their biggest female anchor and Megyn Kelly. She's going on to NBC News as she also talked about being sexually harassed while in Fox News. I think it was another woman. I think her name was Gretchen Carlson, I believe. She was the one who spearheaded that while working at Fox News. So they had to like settle for millions of dollars. Even Bill O'Reilly has settled multiple cases for millions of dollars to keep this from getting out to the public. Now, of course, it's all public news now, and Bill O'Reilly is trying to mitigate that situation by saying, look, I settled these so they'd be out of the public eye and so my kids wouldn't have to deal with it and everything else. And a lot of times folks say that when you settle these types of cases, that it isn't an admission of guilt, but it doesn't look that way to a lot of people. You know, I like very seldom, like, you know, it's one of those things where you think back to, like, yo, if I didn't do this, I'm not going to plead out. I'm not going to pay anybody any monies to go away. Like, and I'm not in that position. So I really can't say if I would do the same thing. And I hope to never be in that sort of position to where I have to settle some shit where I didn't do something, but somebody is accusing me of doing it. And the only way I can get it to go away is to spend some bread. Right? Like, no, most of us would like to fight this shit if we did not do it, right? So it's funny that where there's smoke, there's fire. And with the Fox News, like, some of the more powerful people at Fox News, because Bill O'Reilly is their top anchor. He's their top, well, not even anchor. He's not a journalist, so to speak. He's an opinion maker. He goes on there. His show is about opinion, and he is the number one talking head in cable news out of all the 3 networks, whether that's NBC, MSNBC, whether that's CNN or Fox News, Bill O'Reilly is number one. He pulls in the most consistent numbers every night. And it's part of the reason why Bill O'Reilly still has a show, right? Bill O'Reilly is still a bankable person when it comes to the news, when it comes to the network and being able to make money. Although a lot of the money that's being made on his show has been diverted to other parts of the network, so the advertisers aren't advertising on Bill O'Reilly's show, but they're not leaving Fox News altogether. They're still advertising just on different parts of different times of day during the day while they're broadcasting. So Fox News isn't really losing any money by not playing these ads on Bill O'Reilly's show. They haven't lost anything. They still have a large contingent of advertisers spending money on Fox News despite this going on with them and with Bill O'Reilly. So when folks start asking about whether or not, why is Bill O'Reilly still on the air, it's like, because Fox isn't losing any fucking money. right? They're not losing any money, and he makes them a hell of a lot of money. I think they say out of the over $1 billion that that news organization generates a year, Bill O'Reilly is pretty much responsible for about $100 million of that alone. So you got one guy responsible for 10% of the income of a network, and I can't see them getting rid of him until it becomes too big of a problem for them to have to handle, right? And so another thing that's kind of funny, man, is I see a lot of people who make comparisons to like Bill Cosby, right? Now, you know, we here at the Spare Report, man, we talked about Bill Cosby a lot when he's still going through his trial, like it's dragging out. I know a lot of folks, because they haven't heard about it in the news, they think it's gone away. I saw a lot of memes, and I still see a lot of memes of folks thinking that Bill Cosby has gotten off. No, they're just going through the procedural court dates and whatever it is that they do, man, to drag court dates out and drag proceedings along over long periods of time, Bill Cosby is still going through that. And so a lot of folks are wondering, well, how come Bill O'Reilly is still on TV? And then they pulled all of Bill Cosby's, they pulled all of his episodes off of TV. You can't find the Cosby Show anywhere. You can't, like Bill Cosby can't go out and make any money. Bill Cosby is a victim of racism and all these other things. And the funny thing about it is Bill Cosby would be the one to tell you that he isn't a victim of any racism until, of course, he got in trouble. Right. We're talking about Bill Cosby, who was admonishing black people for talking about the racism that they were dealing with and giving us a very much pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of speech and buying in wholeheartedly into the respectability politics thing. But the thing with Bill O'Reilly is that Bill O'Reilly is still economically viable. Bill Cosby was disposable because Bill Cosby wasn't making anybody any more money. Let's just put that out there. Bill Cosby was disposable because he was no longer bankable. You couldn't put out a Bill Cosby project and think that it was going to make you a shit ton of money. You can't do that. Whereas with Bill O'Reilly, Fox News is making a shit ton of money. That's pretty much what this boils down to. Now, even when you want to make the comparison to Bill Cosby and Bill O'Reilly, think about this, man. Like, and I said this at the time when the whole Bill Cosby thing was at its peak, is that a lot of the attitudes when it comes to why Bill Cosby isn't doing this and these white guys are able to do that, a lot of that attitude about why these white dudes are able to get away with this stuff is predicated on black men wanting to get away with the same crimes as white men get away with, right? So if Bill Cosby can give drugs to a woman and try to take sexual advantage of a woman while she's out of it, then he should also be able to get away with it in the same way that the guy from Seventh Heaven, I don't even remember that guy's name, or Bill O'Reilly or Roger Ailes, where, you know, they think that they're getting away with something, right? I saw a whole lot of Bill Cosby and was that Roman Polanski? You know, Roman Polanski, you know, they still giving him awards and all this other stuff. It's like, look, the thing is, y'all want them to be able, you want black men to be able to get away with committing crimes that you perceive white people getting away with. At the end of the day, nobody should be getting away with anything, and we shouldn't be advocating for anybody to be able to get away with anything. Hopefully, Bill O'Reilly will also be jettisoned off of the TV screens. Now, this all depends on, again, economics. Whether or not Bill O'Reilly no longer is bankable when it comes to getting eyeballs on the television, having advertisers come to the network and spend money to have their products advertised on that network. So long as Bill O'Reilly is not impeding that, Bill O'Reilly is still going to have a show. You're still going to be able to see him. And although racism does play a part in it, and him not being prosecuted, so to speak, and him getting away with just settling cases and whatnot, although racism plays a part in it, don't let your mind take you elsewhere into not knowing that, yo, Bill O'Reilly gets a lot of money for these people, and that is why Bill O'Reilly still has a show right now. So yeah, man, that's going on. And not only that, Donald Trump supports this asshole. Now, this is the same Donald Trump who we know was caught on video saying he likes to grab women by the pussy. He can't help himself if they look good. He just goes kissing them. the same Donald Trump who goes into pageant dressing rooms as these young girls were undressed in different stages of undress backstage as he's going to inspect the product. So for Donald Trump to come out in support of him is like, come on, bro, really? Like, that's not really the vote of confidence anybody really needs when it comes to sexual harassment and the mistreatment of women. So, yeah, man, Bill O'Reilly should definitely be... we're probably going to hear more coming out about that story. But, yeah, man, the reason why you still see Bill O'Reilly on TV is because he hasn't cost Fox News any money yet. Not yet. So that's going on, man. Now, another thing, man, that's going on, and I thought this was a little odd, man. I saw this shit come down my timeline, and I couldn't believe what the hell it was I was seeing, right? So this this particular incident inspired a brand new segment, man. This segment is for the craziest shit we see during the week. If I don't see it during the week, then it'll be it. When I see some crazy shit, let's just put it like that. If I see some crazy shit, it's going to this segment. And that segment is What in Blue Blazes?
What in blue blazes is going on out here?
Did this nigga just say blue blazes?
All right. So in this weekend, What in Blue Blazes, man? We got the story of this young woman who actually... This woman was getting plastic surgery, and after the procedure, ran out on the bill. Didn't go to recovery. Didn't seem like she was going through any pain. Got her ass in her car and rolled the fuck out. So let me show you guys this video. Matter of fact, let me pull this up and show you guys this video of what this woman here did. Because you got to see this to believe it. And this video will be available on thespanreport.com for those of you who watch later and can't see the video. Check this out.
Hey, she's running. She's running.
She just ran downstairs.
I'm only 2 weeks.
Now, right now, we're looking at body cam footage from one of the police officers there in hot pursuit behind this woman.
1459.
I'm only 2 weeks.
Okay.
Call? Subject running.
Let me see your hands! Get out of the car! Get out of the car now! Get out of the car now! Get out of the car now! Get out of the car!
All right, now at this particular point, she's in the car. She done backed up out of the car. She's backed out. And she's pulling off. She's in a gray Mercedes-Benz, a grayish-black, like gunmetal-colored Mercedes-Benz. And these officers are pointing their weapons at her, and they're telling her to get the fuck out of the car. And she's speeding towards them.
Stop the car! Stop the car!
All right, now she just sped the fuck away. Just sped the hell away.
So that happened. With me, Karen Curtis, news anchor at WFTL Radio in Boynton Beach, Florida. Karen Curtis, what the heck is going on in Miami? Look, they caught her eventually, but she was on the run for a while. How'd she end up in custody?
She actually turned herself in, believe it or not. I mean, the price wow. of beauty. This story is amazing. And those officers, the South Miami police officers, said, you know, they would have been justified actually shooting her. I mean, there was a bullet hole. If you see in the video, there's a bullet hole in the hood of that Mercedes, but that was not from this incident. She has been.
Oh, dear.
She's had a brush.
Seriously?
With them. Yes.
Are you kidding me?
And her husband, the paper gown is hanging out of the door. I mean, she rushed to get into that vehicle to get away from them because they came in with body cams rolling. This video was just released yesterday.
All right, so all that's going on, man, and apparently somebody doesn't give a fuck about what Kendrick Lamar was talking about earlier this week. We were talking about
wicked
this
and weakness.
She didn't give a goddamn about this.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, Vanessa nickel with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this Parmesan where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. You say,
all right. Didn't give a damn about what Kendrick Lamar was talking about with that humble shit. Like, real talk. Not giving a fuck about that. But not only that, man, like one of the things that I'm really I'm kind of just like, yo man, like she's so fucking lucky. So fucking lucky that these cops, one, had their damn body cams on. It's amazing that more of them don't have their body cams on. But two, they restrained themselves enough to where they didn't shoot her, although they probably could have, right? Because she was using the car as a weapon, man. Like, when that car was coming at you at that rate of speed, and they have guns trained on you, I would not have been surprised if they had opened fire. I am more surprised that they did not open fire. I'm not suggesting that they should have. I'm just saying that I'm surprised that they didn't, considering the climate that we have right now, especially the attitude that a lot of law enforcement have towards black people because of, you know, well, this young lady was a black lady, right? So I'm amazed that these cops did not shoot her. I'm also amazed that she had the wherewithal to get up out of after plastic surgery, the wherewithal to get her ass up, move up out of that office, and like get in a car. Like, I don't know, like, was she not experiencing any pain? Like, there wasn't any recovery time or nothing. Like, they didn't put her to sleep for a while, or did she wake up like, yo, I'm not paying for this shit, and got the fuck up out of there? Like, I'm wondering how that whole thing even began to where she got the idea that she could do that. And not only that, the cops were there before she even left the building. So I also wonder what was happening before that happened to generate this particular incident, man. But yeah, man. Yeah. This woman got her ass up and she dined and ditched. Dined and ditched on a damn plastic surgery operation. That's a new one. That is a new one, and that is today's What in Blue Blazes here on the Spin Report, man.
What in blue blazes is going on out here?
Did this nigga just say blue blazes?
I love that fucking movie, man. So, yeah, man, that's going on, man. Now, another thing, man, that I kind of wanted to speak to this week, man, is, of course, we've been seeing a lot of these stories, man, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, or probably last week or so, where there's a lot of these Donald Trump voter or supporter stories where they are surprised that some of his policies and some of his executive orders are at their own expense, right? And so with that, we go to our next segment, Sweep the Leg. As soon as I find my damn music, where they go? And I can't find it. Well, this sucks. There we go.
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that?
No, Sensei.
No mercy.
All right. Now, in Sweep the Leg, man, we got another story about some Trump supporters who are upset with their president. This woman is upset because she voted for Donald Trump. She supports Donald Trump, but she doesn't support his want of a border wall. And the reason that she doesn't support his want of a border wall is because it would cause her to lose her land and her home and put her on the Mexico side of the wall that he plans to build. Check this out.
The Riverbend Golf Club and Resort in Brownsville, Texas is bracing for the worst. The fence is already here. On the right and the left, if the government decides to finish it, it will cut the resort in two.
70% of our property would be on the south side of the wall. That would affect 15 of our 18 holes of the golf course and over 200 residences.
Jeremy Barnard is the general manager and says residents here will fight for fair value of their property.
I don't think anybody here is just going to hand over the property.
Pat Bell is one of them.
And what happens here means everything to me.
Like almost everyone CNN talked to along this border, Bell is a Trump supporter. But she does not support a wall, especially one that would essentially move her home to the Mexican side of it. She says fences and walls don't work, which is exactly why she plans to fight for her property.
So absolutely, I would go to the people that are in charge and you hate to say I would get a lawyer, but if it come to that issue and you had to, you would.
Bell, like thousands of other property owners along this border, nervously wait the final design, placement, and eventual legal notice that the U.S. government is coming to take away their land.
who joins us. Now, so to be clear, Drew, no.
Okay, so show of hands, how many of y'all really give a damn about this woman losing her home and her land? Anybody? Is there one, as they say in church? Is there one? Nobody? Right. See, here's another example, man. Like, nobody cares. Like, you know, like just Thursday when I did the show, I was talking about issues and whether or not issues matter to people, and whether or not because an issue matters to someone else or because you don't necessarily understand an issue, that doesn't mean that there isn't an issue in place, right? And I also talked about dismissing people and their concerns. The reason why I have a caveat or that I give a mulligan when it comes to these motherfuckers is because their ideas, their thoughts, their votes affect others in negative ways. And a lot of these people cut off their nose to spite their face with that vote of Donald Trump. So we have no sympathy for that shit here. We simply don't. Like, I honestly don't give a rat's ass if this lady loses a house. I don't care if this lady loses her land. I don't give a fuck because she put herself in that predicament by voting for that dude who told her exactly what he wanted to do. And she thought it was good. She thought it was gravy. She just thought it wasn't gonna fuck with her. As is what, you know, as is the theme with a lot of the Trump supporters, man. They thought everything was gravy. They thought everything was good until it came to some shit that they liked. And he was fucking with some shit that they liked. He's like, hold on, man. I thought she was only fucking with them black people. I thought she was only fucking with them brown people. Hold on, player. Hold on. So this is why we sweep the leg here at the Spare Report. We don't give a fuck about any of these people because they don't deserve that level of respect. They gave up that level of respect that we should be given to normal people when they voted for that asshole, when he told them what it was exactly he was going to do. That's why we sweep the leg. Now, funny thing is, this isn't the only thing about sweep the leg that is that I want to talk about. Funny thing is, there was a study done earlier this week where they were talking about whether or not Trump supporters, excuse me, whether or not they were voting for Donald Trump because of economic anxiety, or whether or not they were voting for him because of racial hostilities. And of course, the vast majority of them voted for him for racial hostilities. It wasn't economic anxiety. It isn't anything about like what Bernie Sanders has been saying over the course of the last couple of weeks, because Bernie Sanders has been actively going out talking about, I don't think that they're homophobes. I don't think that they're racist. I don't think that they're xenophobic and all this other shit, despite all of these different examples of what they do and how they operate. Bernie Sanders is still actively out here missing the fucking boat on what it is that the Trump supporters represent, especially some who were Democratic, right? The people who were Democratic who say that they voted for Barack Obama twice. Like, I voted for Barack Obama twice, but then nothing changed in the 8 years, and totally ignored all of the obstruction that Barack Obama faced during those 8 years that he was president, to the point where he didn't get a fair hearing for Merrick Garland for Supreme Court. Now we got this Gorsuch guy on the Supreme Court. They hijacked that. Whether it was even this Syria thing that I'm going to talk about in a minute, right? So we don't care, man. I swear I don't care about any of these people. I have very little to no sympathy for any Trump supporter because they got what they voted for. Unfortunately for they stupid asses, what they voted for was also going to fuck with them too. So that's why we sweep the leg here at the Spare Report for these dumbasses.
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that?
No, Sensei.
No mercy.
All right. Now, of course, Donald Trump's poll numbers are down. Donald Trump is polling at about 37% on the job approval rating. Guess what he does? He drops bombs on Syria. Is anybody surprised? Right? Is anybody surprised? Because here's the thing, man. And this is something that, like, as I've gotten older and, like, I pay attention to the politics as much as I do now. Donald Trump has scandal all over him right now, whether it's with Russia, whether it's with who is running things in his campaign, whether or not he is practicing nepotism when it comes to his son-in-law and his daughter having prominent positions within the administration, having no qualifications for the positions that they're placed in right now. And so Donald Trump is, you know, he's got the accusations that he put out about Barack Obama that came out to be completely false. He's got the Russia thing that's going over him right now. He's got a lot of leaks coming out about some of the problematic things that this administration is proposing to do. Not only though the leaks that are coming out, but the official things that he's proposed to do. And so with the approval numbers down, Donald Trump, after years of excoriating Barack Obama for wanting to intervene in Syria, decided to go unilaterally, didn't even inform Congress that he was going to bomb Syria after they released sarin gas and on their own people. Right now, the ironic thing about Donald Trump doing this, this humanitarian, quote unquote, humanitarian effort when it comes to bombing the Syrians was, one, not even just last year, Donald Trump was talking about Syrian refugees not being able to come here. We need to keep these people out of the United States of America, being very flippant about not even allowing the kids to come here because the kids are attached to parents and the parents could be problematic and all these other things. Not allowing these people to escape the very thing that caused them to die, which was the sarin gas that their leader put upon them. Right. So what does Donald Trump do? Say, oh, man, I saw the pictures and the babies and stuff. And he crossed the line. And I got to drop bombs. So. Now, Donald Trump drops bombs on Syria on the very same people that he told could not come here to escape that thing, to escape the bombs, to escape the gases. He drops bombs there on the airfield, supposedly that was responsible for the launches of where those gases were released upon the people. Right. So we spent a whole lot of money, man. I'm not exactly sure the totals. I mean, I keep seeing memes and all these memes have different totals. And I haven't looked up the exact total of the amount of money that we spent on the bombs that we did for this Syrian assault. But I can't say that I'm surprised, man. I can't say that anybody at this particular point with anything with Donald Trump, especially the hypocrisy of Donald Trump, can't be surprised about it anymore. Donald Trump has been doing a lot of hypocritical things over the course of his inauguration, over the course of his campaign. He's never stuck to one particular principle ever. That's never been his thing. That's never been his style, which is why it's so ironic, which is why it's so funny to watch people make so many different excuses for him, because he lies constantly and he always moves around like a chameleon, like we don't know what the fuck is going on. Right? So we spent all this money bombing Syria. We told the Syrian people, the Syrian refugees, that they couldn't come here because they were trying to escape the Assad regime, who was bombing or gassing them with biological weapons. But we're going to drop bombs on the airport that those planes were launched from. How about that exact same fucking airstrip was open less than 24 hours after the bombing? Less than 24 hours. I'm not like a war tactician or nothing, but I'm pretty sure that it's not.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
I'm not sure that's how that's supposed to go. I'm not sure that's not how, like, less than 24 hours. And not only that, you inform Russia, because Syria is a Russian ally, you inform Russia that, yo, we about to take action against Syria before we do take action against Syria, and think that Russia is not going to alert their Syrian allies that an attack from the United States is coming.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
I don't get it. Now, I'm not a tactician. I am not a military tactician, but I'm pretty sure that's probably not the way you go about doing things, man. So, yeah, man, it's amazing. It's amazing to kind of watch the hypocrisy of this. Now, another thing, too, that's real interesting about this whole thing is to watch, like, the media, like, kind of coalesce around this message of Donald Trump doing the right thing. Now, trust and believe that I'm a little war weary when it comes to this whole thing. Like, we, like, I can, for as far back as I can remember, man, like, it's like after September 11th, it seems like we've been at perpetual war, right? Whether it would have been in Iraq, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's the continued supposedly war on terror, and now getting ourselves involved in another situation in the Middle East when it comes to Syria, where I believe that it can turn into a much larger conflict, especially with them having Russian allies. Excuse me. But it's been interesting to me to watch, like, the media kind of coalesce around this idea that Donald Trump was being presidential because he sent off bombs. Donald Trump hasn't exactly fixed any fucking situation whatsoever. Donald Trump has done nothing but cause trouble for every damn thing he's put his hands on, whether that be the border, whether that be the Muslim ban that he instituted or tried to institute earlier, whether that be defunding the poor, whether that be like the amount of defunding he's trying to do with his 2017 budget for all the different departments, whether that be increasing the budget for the Pentagon by $59 billion, despite the fact that the Pentagon already has more money than it needs, despite the fact that Donald Trump has decreased the amount of foreign aid going out to other countries, despite that, we only take 1% of our gross, our GDP, like the gross amount of our budget for the United States, only 1% of that goes towards foreign aid. 1%. And totally, like, eradicating that. So Donald Trump hasn't fixed any fucking thing. He's been there 100 days, maybe, or less than 100 days. Who the fuck knows? At this point, it feels like 5 years already. But in the time that he's been there, there has not been one thing that Donald Trump has fixed. So to see the media all of a sudden, because he dropped bombs on somebody, and seeing that as him being presidential, is a bit like, are you fucking serious? That's all it takes for y'all to forget all this other bullshit that's going on? Are y'all really this fucking, like, are y'all really this easily distracted that, okay, he dropped these bombs, so we're going to forget about all this other shit that's going on concerning this administration and concerning the amount of corrupt actions that are going on, not only within the administration, but the Republican Party, man? Like, come on, dude. We can't take our eyes off the ball despite Donald Trump insisting that we do so with these sort of attacks. I don't believe that Donald Trump did this because he cared about the Syrian people. If he cared about the Syrian people, he would have allowed the Syrian people as refugees to come here and give them asylum from that particular regime in their government. But he did not. And not only did he just reject refugees from coming here, he created more by bombing their fucking land. So yeah, man, fuck Donald Trump. Fuck his supporters. And yeah, that's a thing, man. That is a thing. Now, another wild thing kind of happened, man. As a matter of fact, I kind of wonder if this should go into the, I kind of wonder if this should be another Blue Blazes.
What in Blue Blazes is going on out here?
Did this nigga just say Blue Blazes?
All right. Now, this story kind of came across my timeline as well, man. And it's some craziness. Make no mistake about it. Real wild. What I just saw. And this story involves an Uber driver, right? Now, this Uber driver is he's servicing a passenger, and the passenger is being very belligerent with him, right? And as she's becoming more agitated, she doesn't notice she's being recorded. He recorded this particular incident. This passenger accused this Uber driver, or she's threatening to accuse this Uber driver of raping her because she's not being taken to her destination after being a belligerent passenger. Check this out. Let me show you guys this here, man, because this is crazy. Let me pull this up so you guys can check this out for yourselves. Where is it? Here we go.
Oh, I'm not gonna call the fucking cops!
Alright.
The fuck out of here. I'm gonna tell you crazy to hit me. Fuck
say
out what, here.
Okay, say
watch.
Whatever you,
wanna
you
play?
Want.
Watch,
yeah, yeah,
watch.
Yeah. All right. Let me get on here. You get on my car.
No,
I'm telling
call
you.
Call the cop.
Exit my car. You're not
call
gonna.
Cop. Call the fucking cop.
I'm not taking you nowhere. You exit here.
Call the cop. I'm not getting out. You better call the cop. You better call the cop. You better call the fucking cops.
You call the cops because
nope.
You're making a big scene. You
care.
Get off my
I'm
car.
Right here. Call the cops.
You want to keep disrespecting me? You
call
get
the
off.
Cops.
You want to keep on
call
disrespecting me? You get off.
Yo, watch. I'm going to tell my boyfriend.
I don't care about your boyfriend.
Okay.
I don't care about your boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay?
Fuck. So
if you disrespect me, you get off.
I don't give a fuck. Call the cops.
All right. Don't disrespect
call
me.
Call the cops.
Do not
call
disrespect me.
Call the fucking cops. Tell C. I know my TLC fucking little.
I don't care about that.
So call the cops, nigga.
You do it. You the one that's mad.
Bitch.
This is the train station. Thank
you.
Get off.
Dude sound real motherfucking calm. Like, you do it. It's the train station. Get out. Like, dude ain't really paying on too much mind.
Man. Getting out. Call the cops. I'm not getting out.
So
you
are you going to shut up
you
and I'll take you to
watch your mouth. I'll leave some hoes spit in your face. I'm from the... You better see my shit. I'm on
do
the
it.
Daily news, right. Nigga.
Oh, my God. She was going to say, I'm from the Bronx, son. You don't want to fuck with me. I'm saying, New York, New Yorkers, man. I love y'all. I do. Some of y'all listen to the Span Report. Are y'all really just turned up all the time? Like, is this what y'all do? Like, y'all yell out, y'all from the Bronx, y'all from New York, y'all from Brooklyn, y'all from Staten Island. Like, is this something that y'all do? Is this like a regular thing, man? I want not to stereotype you guys in this way, but goddamn, man, is this something that y'all do when y'all get? I'm from New York, so you don't want to fuck with me, son. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Right, so yeah, she pulls one of those.
Get out, get out
cops,
my car.
Get out
my car.
I'm not
moving.
So I don't give a fuck.
All right, so we're gonna sit here.
I don't give a fuck.
We're gonna sit here. I'm not moving. You're still
here.
Getting charged.
I don't give a fuck, and I'm all gonna right. Report you.
Take your turn here.
No, I'm not. You bugging the fuck out. You charging
so
me.
So don't disrespect me.
Yo,
don't
you
disrespect
gonna,
me.
Yo, all right. I will
don't disrespect
the
me.
The cop, you did it. You going to jail.
All right, thank you.
Camera. You want to play?
I don't care.
You want to play yourself?
You want to get up?
You want to play yourself? I'll call
you
the cops
wanna
right
up?
Now.
You
want
to get up?
You want to play yourself?
You want to get up?
You want to play yourself?
You want to get
you
up?
You want to play yourself?
Do you
want to
get
cops?
Up?
I'm telling you, holding me against my your play. Well,
all right.
I just hit myself.
I'm not taking
me.
You.
You
I'm not.
So already she's talking about I'm going to tell. She's already admitting to saying that she's going to put out a false police report. I'm going to tell them that you're not allowing me to get out of the car. That I'm going to tell my boyfriend that you hit me. It's slowly escalating.
That's the violence. You're gonna be
yeah, whatever. Get out of my car.
I'm not getting out your car. Call the cops.
Are you gonna?
I'm gonna start kicking
all
this
right,
shit.
You be
call
quiet.
The cops.
You be quiet.
I'll
and
start kicking this shit. You better call the cops. I'll start bugging out. You better call the
what's
cops.
What's wrong
move.
With you?
Cause you bugging out. You playing with me. You playing with your take child.
Because
you're your
disrespecting
face.
Me.
Yo, I will violate
you're disrespecting
you,
nigga. Me.
I'll fucking violate you, stupid. All
right, go ahead. Thank you.
Fuck out of here.
This is the train station. You want to take
yo,
the train?
Yo, I will start violating this car.
Do you want to take the train?
I'll go over his car. I'll violate.
Whatever.
You're going to either take me or you're going to call my man and tell him that you're
I'll
not taking
you
me.
I'll take you
there
if you
call
speak.
My man. Call my man and tell him you're not taking me.
Do not break my car.
What the fuck, yo?
Call him. My phone died. You're not taking me to
that's not my fault.
Yo, start bugging out. I'll start bugging out. Throw this shit over the car.
Do you
so
want
call
me to
my
take
man.
You to address?
Call my man. You have his number because it's his credit card. And tell him. Tell him.
I was thinking.
What the fuck?
You to your destination since you until you start talking shit. I was taking you to your destination.
Why are you recording me?
I'll record you. I'll record you. I will record you.
You just hit me in my face.
Okay, so right here, she just finds out that she's being recorded. She's been acting a fucking fool in the back of this car for a minute now. She just finds out that she's recorded. She hits him with that bottle of water that she has and then says, you hit me. And it's on camera. Dude just kind of turned around and looked at her. Never hit her. Turns around. He hit you hit me. And it's on camera.
Yeah, whatever,
face.
Whatever. You just hit me. I'm gonna call the cops and
call
get you locked up.
I didn't hit you. I didn't hear. Call the cops.
So don't hit
call
my car.
Cops.
Don't hit my car.
Call the cops. Do not let me out. Call the cops or take me to my man. Which one?
All right, I'll take you to a destination if you be quiet.
I got.
Do not disrespect me.
I promise you got something for you when you get there, though.
Okay, so I'm not even going no more.
So see, why you couldn't
I
you
swear
take
to God, I'm not taking you.
Okay, so call the cops.
You call the cops. I'm not moving.
Take me.
I am not moving. I am not moving.
Okay, so call the cops.
I'm not moving.
Okay, I don't care. So call my boyfriend so I'm sending another Uber.
No, nope. You call him. You
I
call him.
You don't have a charger.
I'm not taking you. I'm
okay,
not
so
taking
so
you. Get out of my car.
So
you
call
him.
Tell me, Sammy. All right, you want
I don't care.
All right. So, like, this video is a little bit like, it's damn near 9 minutes long. We're not going to watch this entire thing. We're going to kind of fast forward a bit towards the end of this, where she starts trying to get other people involved in this particular situation. Check this out.
You, I will kick your phone in your face.
Yeah, get on my car.
Excuse me, can you call the cops, please? He won't, my phone is dead. He won't call the cops. Please call the cops.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you call the cops, policia? Call policia.
Policia, go ahead. I don't care what you're saying. The door is on.
You hit me in my face. I want the cops.
Yeah.
You only been recording for 6 minutes. Look how long I've been in your car for.
Yeah. I think I'm stupid. I've been working with Uber for over 2 years. I never had a problem.
Me either.
Yeah, so get out.
No,
you never take an Uber. You said that's your first time.
No, I said I'm gonna take Lyft. I said Uber.
So go back with Lyft.
My first time Uber don't have a charger, I said.
If I don't have a charger, I politely tell you I'm sorry, I don't have a charger. And you start disrespecting me.
You have to play. You say, oh, I don't have one. Okay, cool.
All right, get out of my car.
I'm not getting out until you call the cops.
You have a phone. You
my
can go anywhere
dead.
And call
you really
the cops.
You didn't want
to
charge it for me.
How am I going to...
Okay, so after all of this, she still expects him to give her a charger. I wouldn't give you shit. I wouldn't give you shit. Now, if I was him, I would have called the police already. Also, I would have called the police already to cover my own ass, one. And two, to not drag this fucking situation on as long as it's been going on. I'm wondering why he doesn't, but then I also have something else that I'm thinking about too, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, but we're going to continue to watch.
I charge you for me if I don't have a charger. How?
Okay.
How? I don't have to have a charger.
Okay.
I don't have an iPhone. I don't have to have a charger.
Okay.
All right.
You do. That's part of it. You're supposed
to. Nope. I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to take you from point A to point B. I'm not supposed to give you a charger. Okay?
Okay.
So get out of my car, man.
I'm not
taking you.
And she's getting out now.
See the stupid bitches? This is why you don't take a hook fucking right, fucking bitch. See what she did? Stupid Bronx bitch. Fucking disrespectful bitch. See people? You see females, right? I'm not saying all the females though. Some bitches like this. Fucking thot.
Okay. Alright. So that's that. Couple things I was thinking about here. And it was one of the things that she said something that was kind of interesting too when she talked about him only recording for 6 minutes. Now, although this woman was being very belligerent in this video, I do wonder whether or not something occurred before he started recording that would involve her becoming so animated and becoming as upset as she did. So I do wonder that. And also, although I can understand dude being upset at the belligerence of that woman in his car, he didn't exactly have the greatest attitude about women either. So, although he tried to clean it up too, like he tried to clean it up where by saying, you know, like, you know, I'm not talking about all the females, but he went on to bitches and thots and hoes and Brooklyn, you know, or Bronx bitches and all this other stuff. Like, I kind of wonder whether or not dude has a real fucked up attitude about women in general. And why it was so easy for, or could have been, that he said something to set this woman off before he started recording that video. Something that I was thinking about. Now, that's not to excuse any of the actions that we did see by this woman in this video. But I do wonder whether or not dude was kind of fucked up or said something fucked up or did something fucked up before the start of that video took place, man. Now, of course, like after this video has kind of gone viral, man. It's all like the original video is no longer on YouTube. I had to get this from somebody who ripped it and put it up on their own YouTube channel, which is kind of a thing. But this woman has now been barred for life from ever being able to use Uber again. And supposedly this driver has been given some sort of monetary compensation from Uber, a lifetime supply of phone charges, supposedly, and recognition of some sort of corporate recognition from Uber. Now, this isn't the thing that I'm really worried about here. The crux of the matter for me is this, man. When this woman is talking about, like, I'm going to tell people that you raped me, I'm going to tell people that you hit me. One of the things that's bothersome about that is that when she does that, the only thing she's doing is undermining real rape victims. People who have really been assaulted, man. People who have a hard time getting anybody to believe them because of actions like this. Not only that, giving ashy motherfuckers a way in out. A talking point. Someone easily identifiable. Something they can easily pull up to say, well, see, these bitches be lying. Bitches be lying. As a way to discount any rape allegation that comes across. She does all of those women a disservice, man. She does anybody who's been a victim of sexual assault a disservice to flippantly say that I'm going to tell these people that you rape me. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. So, yeah, man, like, that was some craziness, man. I saw that. I couldn't believe what the fuck I was watching. And, yeah, I kind of believe that it belongs in the Blue Blazers segment. So what in Blue Blazers?
What in Blue Blazers is going on out here?
Did this nigga just say Blue Blazers?
All right. So, yeah, man, like, it is time for our segments, man. And... of course, our first segment is our ass hat of the week.
Yo, we got some hats now, motherfuckers.
And our ass hat of the week this week is not a secret. We talked about this Thursday. Our ass hat of the week this week is none other than Sage Steele, right? Sage Steele is the ass hat of the week this week. Not only is she the ass hat of the week this week, Sage Steele is being inducted into she's going straight into the Asshat Hall of Shame, man. Sage Steele is going to that Asshat Hall of Shame. So let me get our music together here. All right. So many of you may be wondering why exactly Sage Steele gets the upshot, instant induction, first ballot, Asshat Hall of Shame. And try to lay the case out, man, as plainly as we possibly can here. Sage Steele has on multiple occasions decided that she's going to disparage African Americans needlessly and to say that African Americans are their own worst enemy. Sage Steele, who was formerly of the NBA Countdown show, she was the host of that show. She has been replaced by Michelle Beadle, a white woman, ironically someone she tried to be. Sage Steele has on multiple occasions disparaged African Americans for their racial attitudes, right? And so it was funny, during one time she was the moderator of a Under Our Skin forum at the Crossing Church in Tampa, Florida. And it was at this particular event where Sage Steele talked about black people being more racist to her than white people. So in this particular event, Sage Steele said, "The worst racism that I have received as a biracial woman married to a white man, and I mean thousands and thousands over the years, is from black people, who in my mind thought would be the most accepting because there have been that experience," the anchor explained. "But even as recent as the last couple of weeks, the words that I had thrown at me, I can't repeat here, and is 99% from the people with my own skin color. But if a white person said those words to me, what would happen?" Now, of course, this isn't the only thing that gets her first ballot Asshat Hall of Shame. Another incident happened with Sage Steele where she talked about diversity. And wait a second, where the hell did it go? Where the hell did it go? Uh-oh, I done lost it. Okay, let's see here. There it is. Okay. So where she talked about diversity on a Facebook post, and she talked about her white mom and her white husband and them being deserving of praise for even bothering to marry with people of color. So In this particular Facebook post, Sage Steele goes on to write, "We, as people of color, continue to cry for racial equality, diversity, and acceptance, and rightfully so. That said, why must we continue to tear down those within our own race? Why must we shun those within our own race who think differently, or marry outside our race, or vote differently, or have good hair, or speak differently? Shouldn't we instead be offering up praise for our wonderful diversity? My mother is a perfect example. Raised by an Irish father and an Italian mother in a small Massachusetts town, she went against her parents' wishes and married the black man she fell in love with. What she dealt with, fresh off the tumultuous civil rights era, was horrific in so many ways, which is one of the many reasons why she's the strongest, bravest woman I know. So instead of rolling your eyes at my black father for selling out, shouldn't you be praising my white mother for following her colorblind heart and not succumbing to the pressures of American society back then?" So, we're supposed to praise your mom, praise your white mother for being in love with a black man, and not also acknowledging that your father may have been very well risking his life to even be with your mom because of the racial attitudes during the post-civil rights and the civil rights era. We're supposed to just like gloss over the sacrifices that your father made, your black father made, and praise your mom for even bothering to be with him because she fell in love with him. We're supposed to praise her for that and not even acknowledge the sacrifices that your father made. But it goes on. She says, "How about now, more than four decades later? Instead of giving me those all-knowing looks of disgust and calling me a sellout when you see pictures of me with my white husband or see me with my very light-skinned biracial children, shouldn't you be praising that white boy from Indiana who followed his colorblind heart and married into a biracial culture completely different from his own to help create a beautiful colorblind family?" So we're supposed to praise a white person for acting decently, for acting as if you are a human being. We're supposed to give him that pat on the back, Sage Steele. That's what we're supposed to do. I beg to differ. Now, this isn't the only thing that Sage Steele has done to garner herself the asshat hall of shame. Sage Steele went out of her way to talk about the Muslim ban protesters keeping her from her flight to Houston. She was going to the Super Bowl. She had to wait 7 hours for the next flight to go to Houston. But she talked about the protesters celebrating having people like her miss their flights and how they inconvenienced her and others like her because they didn't agree with the Muslim ban that Donald Trump was trying to institute, right? Never mind the unconstitutionality of what Donald Trump was supposed to do. Never mind the illegality of what Donald Trump was trying to do. She's mad she didn't get to where she was going. She's also not really aware of what protests really mean and what protests really do. The design of the protest was to do exactly that, to inconvenience people like you to think about the situation at hand. Sage Steele was more worried about, damn it, I gotta wait till this other flight comes. Poo-poo me. Despite all of the Muslims that were being persecuted in this particular moment by this administration, by this president, or by this dude who's occupying the White House right now. I don't acknowledge that dude as a motherfucking president whatsoever. Fuck him. So Sage Steele does that, right? Not only that, Sage Steele also decided that she was going to criticize not only Colin Kaepernick, but wide receiver Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who decided that they were going to sit out or they were going to kneel during the national anthem this past football season. So while she's doing that, she wants to remind everybody that, you know, she's on Instagram and she's tweeting about pictures of soldiers or being at Arlington Cemetery and the sacrifices that the soldiers have made and talking about how these people made these sacrifices so that we can exercise the freedom that we have today. And it missed the point completely because the protest wasn't about the soldiers. The protest wasn't about the military. The protest was about the injustices that black people face in America and bringing attention to that issue. And because you find yourself disassociated from the things that are happening to African Americans, particularly black people in urban areas, because you find it fit for you to point fingers at people who are trying to bring issue or bring attention to the issue that is happening with black people in America, you completely miss the boat. You completely missed the point of what the protest was about. You can, as you did with the Muslim ban protest, completely missed the point of what the shit was about. Sage Steele had no fucking clue. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. Sage Steele also took it upon herself during the NBA All-Star weekend at the All-Star Celebrity Game. A Canadian guy won the MVP of the game. And rather than allow this guy to go ahead after and accept, do his acceptance speech as most people do during these games, Sage Steele decided that, you know what he had to say really had no bearing, or she wasn't interested in hearing what he had to say. Check out this interview that Sage Steele did at this game. Let me pull this up. Where is it? Where is my screen share? Oh, there it is. Pull up the screen share and check this out.
Good, welcome you back. Congratulations.
Thank you. I just want to say, as an election year in the U.S., the U.S. has a lot they can learn from Canada. Healthcare, taking care of people. And I think
so we're talking about celebrity stuff, not politics. Congratulations on your MVP. And Team Canada, getting it done. Coach, final comment.
All right, so she didn't even give him 10 seconds. She didn't even give him 10 seconds to finish what he talked about, which was talking about healthcare for everybody. We're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about sports. Good to talk to you. Peace. Sage Steele doesn't give a fuck about what's happening to the vast majority of the minority people in this country. Sage Steele also wonders why she's being looked at in the ways that she's being looked at. She is clueless as to why black people ain't really fucking with her. She is clueless as to why people look at her with a side eye. Because they look at her as if like, yo, you don't really fuck with us. You don't fuck with us. And that's why we don't fuck with you. And that is why Sage Steele is an asshat Hall of Shamer. First ballot here at the Spare and Poor Podcast, man, real talk. So yeah, man. That woman is a trip. And it is understandable why people were celebrating her being moved off of the show that she was hosting. When we talk about the NBA playoffs and when we talk about the NBA period, man, the NBA has a vast African-American audience, man. A lot of black people watch the game. A lot of people live the game, coach the game. And they're not really... You're not doing us any favors by having somebody who openly antagonizes the black audience at every turn they get, man. So, and like I said last week, or like I said last Thursday, when you got Breitbart.com pleading your case, that's when you know you fucking up. So, Sage Steele is the asshat Hall of Shame inductee this week. She's also the asshat of the week this week here on the Spare Report. But we don't end on the bad note, man. We end on good notes. So, we got our champ of the week as well. All right, now today's champ of the week this week here at the Spare and Poor Podcast, man, is a little girl by the name of Sophia Benner. Sophia Benner is a 2-year-old girl, man. She went to the store. She went to Target with her mom to go buy a doll. And she picked the doll she wanted, a Doc McStuffins doll. Thing is, little Sophia is a little white girl, and the Doc McStuffin doll is a little black girl. And so while she's at the store trying to get the doll, the cashier decided that she wanted to try to change this little girl's mind. So we're going to read here from the, which website is this? This is from CBSNews.com. And it says, 2-year-old Sophia was told she could pick out a special prize, anything she wanted, after she successfully completed potty training. She was thrilled and, of course, headed straight for the doll aisle when she walked into Target with her mom, Brandy Brenner, on Friday afternoon. Scanning the aisles, Sophia passed the row of baby dolls and headed for the big girl dolls. One doll in particular caught her eye, a little black girl dressed in a white lab coat wearing a stethoscope around her neck. When she picked the doll up and saw that she was a doctor, it was a game over, Brenner told CBS News. She got so excited. Smiling, Brenner picked up the doll and said, "Oh, absolutely." She still had some money left over, so she picked out a Jeep for her new doll to ride in. Together, Sophia and her mother walked to the cash register to check out. As always, Sophia offered to pay for the items, and by pay, she meant put the toys on the conveyor belt. She was greeted by the cashier, who asked, "Are you going to a birthday party?" Confused, Sophia ignored the question and continued to stare at her beloved prize. Then the cashier pointed to the doll, whose name is Megan, and asked if she picked it out for a friend. Brenner spoke up, explaining to the cashier that Sophia was getting a reward for using the potty. "I'm not ashamed. That's how I did it, because it works," joked Brenner about using the doll as incentive for potty training. The woman gave Brenner a puzzled look and turned to Sophia and asked, "Are you sure this is the doll you want, honey?" At that point, Brenner recalls that she was starting to feel protective of Sophia, hoping that she wouldn't understand why the woman was questioning her choice of doll. But just as she was about to speak up, Sophia interjected, "Yes, please." The cashier replied, "But she doesn't look like you. We have lots of other dolls that look more like you." Sophia responded, "Yes, she does. She's a doctor like I'm a doctor, and I'm a pretty girl, and she's a pretty girl. See her pretty hair and see her stethoscope," her mother said. The cashier simply responded with, "Oh, that's nice." She finished ringing up the family, and they were on their way. Sophia didn't think twice about the exchange, unlike her mom. Now, two things, man. One, that fucking cashier is trash as fuck. And I'm hoping that the publicization of this story probably got her a real stern talking to, maybe. I'm not really trying to advocate for that woman. Should she lose her job? You know what? I'll leave that for you guys to decide. I'm going to put that as a poll on tonight's episode of The Spare Report. Should that lady lose her job as the cashier at Target for trying to interject her racism into this particular innocent exchange? Because this baby isn't thinking about race at all. This baby had no concept. You know, I would like to think, you know, like, well, I know this. Racism is taught. It is not a ingrained thing. Racism is taught to all of us. It is not something that we are born with. It is not something that we grow up thinking. Older people give us the racism. They give us a lot of their fucked up ways. And so it was beautiful to read this story and see that this little girl didn't give a fuck about whether or not that doll was black or white. She knew she liked the doll. She knew she wanted the doll. And that was the end of it for that child. And my only hope is that the world doesn't fuck this little girl up. Real talk, man. My only hope is that the world does not fuck up little Sophia Brenner. Because we need more kids. Or when we talk about the kids being the future, and when we talk about, you know, the world being a better place because our kids are in it and trying to leave a better world for them, I would hope that we have more children who have the attitude of Sophia Brenner. Now, what I do want to understand, I want you guys to understand, is I'm not saying that Sophia Brenner needs to grow up and be colorblind and be so liberal to the point where, like, you know, I don't see color. No, I want her to understand that there are differences. There are differences, but those are differences that you need to respect as well. And we talked about this last Thursday, about respecting differences, especially those for the differences for things that we cannot change and we can do nothing about. So for Sophia Brenner to innocently just say, "Listen, that doll looks like me. She's pretty. I'm pretty. She's got pretty hair. I got pretty hair. She's a doctor. I want to be a doctor." As children have the imagination and it's running wild, they're not thinking about these things, man. And so for that cashier to try to inject that into that baby, I find that real fucked up. And I find Sophia's answer to be beautiful and to be apropos. And it is exactly why Sophia Brenner is a Spare Report podcast champ of the week here. This week, April 9th. So yeah, man, that is it. That is it. That is the show. Before I get out of here, I got to remind you how to get in touch with me here at the Spirit Poor Podcast. Let your voice be heard, man. Hit me up at that hotline. Area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. Of course, I play them on the show and respond in kind. And you can also hit me up at feedback@thespanreport.com for the email. That's feedback@thespanreport.com. Leave me those emails. I respond to those emails here live on the show as well. Also, iTunes and or Stitcher, 5-star reviews, preferably. Those are the ones that get read on the show. It's a way to give back to the show. It's a way to let everybody know that you fuck with us here at the Spirit Report Podcast. It helps us get on a lot of those lists. And it's just a way to put on, man, and it costs you nothing. So I would appreciate if you guys go ahead and give me a 5-star review on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio so we can get those read on here on the show and give you the acknowledgement that you deserve for fucking with us here at the Spirit Report Podcast, man. Also, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My name on both of those platforms, Mr_Span. So go ahead and follow me there. We can chop it up throughout the week. And for all of your Span Report needs, go to www.thespanreport.com. Everything's available there. All right. So, yeah, man, I have got to get out of here. It's getting late. I got to get ready for work tomorrow. But until next time, fam, peace.